Hi, I'm Alec.
And I'm Graham of the Stumblers Inn.
You are listening to CITR.
Oh, Vancouver's best music. All right.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Warning!
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Good evening, you're listening to the CITR 101.9 FM from unceded Musqueam territory at the UBC University. My name is Simon Welton, and tonight, coming up right away, is, as always, the White Noise Show. And following it straight afterwards will be the White Noise After Show. This week, a very special host this time. It won't be myself. It's going to be Richard Blackmore himself, the host of the White Noise Show. He's going to be here in the studio. He's going to answer any of your questions about the show or what he does, or even any personal questions you have about him. So send them in to whitenoiseubc@gmail.com. And also remember, you can always keep up to date with the latest in the White Noise Show at our Facebook page, which is White Noise UBC, or our Twitter handle, which of course is White Noise UBC. And of course, you can always also check us out all through the week on our Best Of page, where we're always adding new clips every week, and that is whitenoisecomedy.podbean.com. But without further ado, it is time, I think, for The White Noise Show. Warning! The following programming contains adult subject matter and some strong language. It is a work of satirical fiction. All characters and advertisements are completely fabricated. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm your host, Richard Blackmore, and tonight's show is brought to you in part by adult romance novels. It's your mum's porn. First up tonight, a couple chooses a new religion.
Why do we need to change religion?
Because I want us to go to the same heaven. It's not the one with my mother.
Why?
If there is no work in heaven, how am I going to get out of shaving her legs?
I never thought about it like that.
Exactly. So screw being Scientologists. We need a new belief system.
Okay, how about being Christians?
Well, we wouldn't really qualify, not with the whole swinging thing. They frown upon that sort of activity.
Then why were there so many vicars at the last one?
That was fancy dress, darling. I was dressed as Barack Obama.
I don't remember that.
I was forcibly removed from the party, remember? Because I blacked up.
Oh, I thought it was because you groped that woman dressed as Hillary Clinton.
Didn't help. Anyway, how about we become Buddhists?
With your record, you'll be lucky to be reincarnated as lice. I think we should become Jewish.
Whoa, you are not touching my foreskin. Not for any eternal salvation. Let's be Muslim.
And have to fast during the summer? Actually, that could work for beach season.
No, wait, no. No alcohol allowed.
What's the point of going to a beach sober?
Well, how about we become worshippers of the flying spaghetti monster?
Nah, it's been done. I got it. We should become atheists.
Well, how is that going to get us into heaven?
It won't, but it will stop you having to shave your mother's legs.
Ah, Tony. The things we do for the people we resent. Next up tonight, a word from our American sponsors.
Do you suffer from occasional coughing?
Do you ever sneeze? Have you ever had a headache? Then you need Fixitol, the breakthrough medication that, if taken 4 times a day rectally, will set you free. Ask your doctor about Fixitol and demand they prescribe it to you. You have never gone to med school, but why should that stop you from telling your doctor what to do? Count yourself lucky. In other countries, advertising prescription medicine is illegal because other countries are full of people scared of their own freedom. Tell your doctor what to do. It's your right as an American.
Warning, side effects include chest pains, diarrhea, itchy feet, bad breath, depression, anxiety, anxiety about depression, tennis elbow, soccer shin, astronaut's chin, deafness, shortness of legs, and anal leakage.
I've been taking Fixitol for 2 weeks. Excuse me while I change my underwear. In the meantime, here is Elvis's latest adventure.
Elvis, your next mission, if you choose to accept it, is to assassinate America's most dangerous enemy.
You want me to kill Donald Trump?
Ha ha, no, no. It's someone who is actually a threat. We want you to take out the president of Nicaragua. You will drive a jeep up to his compound, scale the wall, and enter his private chambers where you will push him down the stairs.
All right. Why would I do that?
He's very old.
No, I mean, why do we kill him?
Oh, he's got all the bananas.
Pardon?
For the good of our nation, we need to return control of Nicaragua's banana groves to American-owned companies.
Really? That's a CIA issue?
Yeah, don't worry. We do this sort of thing all the time. You can Google it.
Whatever, I don't give a shit. Just have a deep-fried squirrel burger waiting for me when I get back.
As always, with a side of tranquilizers.
Don't forget the country gravy.
A little less conversation, a little more action. Huh. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. Whoa! Oh, damn. I hit something. Must be one of those jungle deers. Oh, no. It was a dude. Ooh, free gun. Now we're talking. I always wanted to be Rambo. Shame I look more like Dumbo. Hey, buddy. Are you still alive?
Yes.
Wrong answer. Elvis is in the building. I think I see the target. Is he a well-dressed, very old?
That's the target. Take him out.
Hey-ya! Oh, take that, you commie bastard. Target is neutralized.
Excuse me, why did you just kill my butler?
Your butler?
Yes, is that you, Elvis?
Yes,
it is. We've met before. You played at my 40th birthday party.
I don't remember.
You do. We had all-you-can-eat cheeseburgers and sundaes.
That sounds like a lot of my meals. Sorry, sonny.
You had sex with my wife.
That still doesn't narrow down. Sorry.
Well, anyway, why are you here and why is my butler dead?
Well, if you just move over here to the top of the stairs, I'll explain everything.
Okay.
Hey, why did you push me? You son of a bitch.
That was for fucking my wife.
Which one was she again?
Unlucky, Elvis. That piece was brought to you in part by the CIA. Dirtier than any drug dealer they ever caught. Next up tonight, Terrence is back on another adventure.
Dear Diary, today I decided I wanted to get wet, windy, sunburnt, and seasick. So I went sailing. It was a childhood dream of mine to be an explorer who uncovered new islands, but Google Earth ruined that for everyone. I ventured down to my local marina, where I found a gentleman who said I could rent any boat I liked for $200. I paid him for a handsome catamaran, and he used his bolt cutters to untie it. I had never sailed a boat before, so it was quite remarkable that I only hit 3 boats and 2 seagulls on my way out of the marina. Once in open seas, I used the sun to direct myself south. Once in open seas, I needed to pee and had heard tales that 70% of men overboard are caused by men attempting to urinate off the back of the boat, then being knocked off by a wave. So to avoid this, I peed off the front of the boat. I didn't drown, but I did get covered in pee. I came across a beach with golden sands and a lot of naked people. I didn't want to offend them with my shyness, so I stayed on my boat and watched them with my binoculars. After growing tired of my erection, I carried on sailing down the coast. I passed tankers, dolphins, jellyfish, and some raw sewage. Eventually, I arrived at a marina where I could relax and recharge. I was just tying up the boat with a spectacular granny knot when a policeman tackled me to the ground and accused me of stealing my boat. I showed him the receipt I had for renting the boat. He explained that my handwritten note saying I rented one boat from Mr. John Doe was actually a fraudulent rental. At first, the officer was very accusing, but as we spoke longer and longer, his suspicion of my ability for malicious intent seemingly faded, until after about 20 minutes of conversation, he offered me a coffee, a ride home, and he gave me my $200 back. What a nice man.
Glad to see someone showing Terence the compassion he deserves. But I'm sure next week it'll be back to contempt. Next up tonight, a gentleman is making a purchase.
Excuse me, miss.
Yes, how can I help?
I would like to purchase some massive nuts, please.
Okay. Any particular kind?
There are different kinds?
Yes. Almonds, hazelnuts, cashews, pecans, pistachios.
Whichever ones will give me the courage to ask out a hot girl.
Oh, you want cojones. That's the shop next door. This is Nuts and More. You want more nuts. I apologize. We should never have used the same marketing company.
Oh, I see. I'm really sorry.
Well, tell them I sent you. I want that referral fee. Two more and I get a free nutcracker.
My last girlfriend hated nuts, but she still expected cunnilingus. Next up tonight, there is Trouble in Paradise.
I hate you! I hate your face, the way you walk, that terrible mustache you always have, that mole that is always staring back at me. I hate your mother, your sister, your nephew, your third cousin. Your job is an embarrassment. It's sick what you do. Who in their right mind would choose to be a reality TV producer? I hate that ridiculous way you fist bump when you're excited. The pretentious way you smoke clove cigarettes. I hate that tattoo of a koi carp on your arm. You've never even seen a koi carp. And most of all, I hate the fact you never listen to anything I say.
Hey, darling. Talking to yourself in the mirror again?
Ugh, yes.
Go easy on yourself, kids. No one else will. Next up tonight is the return of Fame Academy.
Good evening and welcome to Fame Academy. I'm Hannah Lumley, and tonight we will meet a woman attempting to be the world's most famous Facebook commenter. Welcome, Nancy Ray.
Hello, Hannah.
So why do you want to be the world's most famous Facebook commenter?
Because I truly desire to be famous, and this requires no qualification. Facebook commenting is an innate gift I have.
And how do you go about becoming the best at commenting?
Well, to begin with, you have to remember Facebook is not about making friends. It is about displaying a pseudo-self that gratifies your desire to be an extroverted socialite with a date every night, or to display all the children you have shockingly managed to conceive, in spite of conception being literally the easiest thing in the world to accomplish. I mean, most of the time, people are drunk when it happens. Facebook is about displaying only your best and ignoring everything that isn't you having a rad time.
And where do you come in?
I am there at every turn to bring down every single person with cutting comments, contradicting ideologies, and bigotry to rival any Fox News anchor. I am the soul destroyer. I will bring down the guillotine on your dreams, and that is what makes me popular. I am there to level the playing field. Only words as sharp as mine cut deep enough to scar.
Okay, so is there like a world championship you can enter to challenge yourself against the rest of the world's best antagonizers?
No, this is about notoriety. Think of me as like the Banksy of Facebook insults. I'm all over the place. You just have to say something a little too boasting or a little too full of yourself, and I will come cut you down.
Do you enjoy what you do?
Yes, I get to piss off millions of people every day, and I'm not prejudiced. They attack lefties, extremists, fascists, centralists, libertarians, vegetarians, cannibals, Republicans, potheads, coneheads, the young, the old, the bald, the dead, the ugly, the slutty, the pretty, and the cheap. All with equal disgust.
Thank you for joining me, Nancy. This was Fame Academy.
Thank you, Nancy and Hannah. That piece was brought to you in part by Twitter. It's Facebook without pictures of other people's children. Next up tonight is another bit of Mafia Human Resources.
Okay, ladies, so what has been going on? Fiona the fraudster, tell Mandy the Mauler why you are upset with her.
Well, when you gave me my performance review last week, I didn't like the way she reviewed me. It was unprofessional.
What did she say exactly?
It wasn't what she said. I can take a bad review. I just didn't appreciate her shooting me in the kneecaps.
You don't shut your trap, I'll make you come in on Saturday and Sunday.
Now, Mandy, what did you learn last week at the management seminar?
Threats are for customers, not associates.
Exactly. We want to promote bonuses, not bruises. Save that for the streets.
I'm sorry. I just have so much built-up frustration since become middle management.
Have you been using that stress ball I got you?
I left it somewhere.
Where?
It's in Jimmy's the Snitch's ass. He told me what happened in Hannibal.
Fair enough. Well, this can't go on no more, shooting personnel's kneecaps. Our medical insurance ain't that good.
Then what do I do?
Aim for the head. It's cheaper to replace then.
I would never work for the Italian mafia. Spaghetti bolognese goes right through me. Next up tonight is a political ad.
The Liberals want you to believe that Justin Trudeau is capable of being the next Prime Minister. They don't want you to know that he's actually really lame. We heard he has a Lady Gaga CD. He dresses like your dad. His favorite sport is golf. And he once sang Cher at karaoke. His mom still cuts his hair. Justin Trudeau. He's just not dreamy. Paid for by the people who, for some reason, still like Stephen Harper and have money to burn on stupid adverts that tell us nothing except things taken out of context.
I'd still sleep with him. Next up tonight, Neil and Carl are up to their old tricks. Hello? Anyone home?
Neil! Oh my goodness, you're finally free!
Yep, the bastards finally let me go.
I can't believe you lasted that long in prison.
I know, the longest 3 days of my life.
So I guess you're going straight now?
Nope, still having sex with men.
Oh, of course, I meant not committing crime.
Are you joking? What else am I going to do?
You could be a window cleaner.
You could be a bloody window cleaner.
Well, if we are going to do a robbery, I have a plan.
Excellent, go on then.
I got a hot tip at the bathhouses the other night. Someone also gave me an idea for a robbery. There is this low security bank downtown. One teller, no guards. Easy money.
Alright, let's go get some cheddar, then we'll go rob that bank. Alright, everyone get on the ground. You, put everything in the bag.
Why are you doing this?
I'll ask the questions, lady. Just do as you're told, and no one gets hurt.
You want everything?
Don't miss anything.
The containers won't all fit.
Then take it out of the containers and stick it in the bag. Jesus, the customer service at this bank is appalling. Everyone on Yelp is going to hear about this.
They're done.
Thank you so much. Hang on. Why is this bag all soggy? What is this?
All the samples, as you asked.
Samples?
This is a sperm bank, sir.
Oh, Carl!
What? It's got to be worth something, hasn't it?
Yeah, actually, I know a buyer. Money can come from strange places. Next up tonight, a girl seeks a new career.
I can't take being an accountant anymore. I need a new challenge.
Okay, well, what did you have in mind?
I've decided to become a stripper.
That's different.
Well, there's more to life than spreadsheets.
I know, but does that mean you have to spread yourself?
Well, it would require me to get fitter, but it definitely would be worth it.
Why not just take up a sport?
I'd rather get paid for my trouble. Plus, I would be making people happy and changing their lives. Also, I could work as a team with my brother John. You know, the one who's a contractor.
Contractor? Sorry, silly me. You're talking about paint stripping.
No, I mean taking my clothes off.
Stripping is a quick way to make money, and an even quicker way to lose your dignity. Next up tonight, we join coverage of the Pan Am Games.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Pan America Games. I'm Zoe Swu, and today I'm joined in the box by four-time gold medalist Ginny Taylor.
Hi, Zoe, and welcome everyone to the 2015 Games. I cannot wait to see the Canadians in action.
Which event are you most looking forward to, Ginny?
I think my old event, the frying competition, is what I'm most excited for. But who would miss the knocking someone out comically finals? You would have to be unconscious.
I quite agree. Also to come today is the boiling event, the musical pans competition, and of course, the pancake tossing event.
All these events require a unique set of skills and pans.
Do you have a preferred brand?
Only when they are paying me.
Let's go over to the frying event. It is currently Canada versus Ecuador in the semifinals. Miguel of Ecuador is so confident in the lead, he is watching Netflix while he cooks.
Canada needs to turn up the heat or add some more oil. This is hard to see from here.
The Canadian turns up the heat. Is this the answer? Nope, now her pan is on fire.
This is going to cost her.
Oh, it did. It just cost her. Her eyebrows.
The Ecuadorian competitor is not sweating one bit.
Probably because he's naked.
Bold strategy with all that oil spitting.
I think he kind of likes it. Ecuador is into the final. Let's go over to the boiling competition now. It's USA versus Mexico. The American is asking the Mexican to do the boiling for her.
I think she's missing the point.
This is a boiling competition. Let's not get too carried away suggesting there is a point now, Ginny.
True, the knocking someone out comically is what we all come for. Boiling is the equivalent of dressage at the Olympics. It exists, but no one is sure why.
Mexico's pot has begun boiling, but he hasn't noticed. He is chatting up the fan. She notices the pot and alerts the Mexican. He dives for the knob, but the American gets there first. He steals it and throws it into the adjacent Arby's parking lot.
Is that allowed?
I honestly have no idea. Let's get over to the main event, the knocking someone out comically finals. It's USA versus Canada, a classic battle between two countries who hate each other, but couldn't be more alike.
I'm really excited for this one. Representing America is none other than Moe and Curly, two of the original members of the Three Stooges. And representing Canada is the legendary Red Green, and that weird guy with the keyboard he has around.
For the listeners who haven't heard of Red Green, just be glad. Canada to go first. Let's get the audio feed going.
Okay, Harold, just come over here, please.
Okay, Red. Ow, that hurt like a bitch. What the hell did you do that for?
Just put some duct tape on it.
You broke my glasses.
You ruined my show. Now we're even.
Now it's the USA's turn.
Hey, Curly, come and see if this pan is scratched.
Okay. Ow, my nose. What'd you do that for?
Because if we don't win this, they're going to send us back to Guantanamo Bay.
But we didn't do anything.
It's all your fault changing your name to Curly Bin Laden.
It has a nice ring.
So does my ex-wife now she remarried.
Cut it out. Give me that.
Hey, Curly, what are you doing?
Tired of you always hitting me. Mo? Are you okay? Why aren't you speaking?
It appears Mo is dead, which disqualifies the USA. Canada has won! Red, Green, and Harold are hugging in delight. And now they are kissing, too.
What a cute couple.
That is the end of today's coverage. Join us again for more Pan Am Games.
Thank you, ladies. That piece was brought to you in part by synchronized swimming. It's a sport, sort of. That's our show. Join us again for more White Noise.
White Noise was written and directed by Simon Welton, starring the voice talents of Connor Neckleput, Sierra Wiley, Caitlin Docking, Ashley Fallis, Dor Tabby, Dottie. Katie Davis and Simon Welton. Music and sound effects by Max Cheers.
Well, there you have it. That was the White Noise Show. My name is Richard Blackmore, and I will be here for the White Noise After Show, which is coming up right away. But first, we're going to play a little music and give you a chance to go to the bathroom, do whatever you got to do, and then I'll be in the studio playing some cracking tunes till 9 o'clock, and also I'll be answering any questions you have for me. So if you have any questions about the show, or maybe a comment, maybe an insult, whatever you got, just send it to me at whitenoiseubc@gmail.com. But first, as I said, we're going to play a song. So this is Crystallize from No Man Is an Island, and this one's called The Future.
Thank you. hiking by the window around noon. He found that a light had left his room. He wondered how to go on with his day. He realized that it's better off this way. Everyone he knows will come and go and leave him dry. Empty now, the pew where he once sat. He wondered how to get that feeling back. Back on his own 2 feet to stand. Everyone he knows will come and go and leave him dry. Taking time to tell himself it's not yet time to die.
Alright, there you go. That was Moon with Stained Glass. Alright, so I got another question here. This is from Philip in Chilliwack, and he asks, what do you do when you're not in the studio? Well, Philip, my favourite pastime is I take part in an over 65s kickboxing tournament quite regularly. The truth being, I'm actually only 43, but what I do is I put on a grey wig and a grey beard, or as I like to call it, a weird, and I just pretend I'm 65 while I kick the crap out of them. Alright, so our next song is from one of my favourite bands. They're not from round here, they're from my home country, England, and they are Metronomy, and this one is called Heartbreaker. Bit of technical difficulty there. That was my screw up. Thank you. But it was worth it because this one's cracking.
Your heart again, so now you're gonna come and see me. We're back to the start again. When she gonna set me free? I've been there time and time again. The girl's no good for me and you. She hurts me too. She broke your heart again. I heard she broke your heart.
There you go. That was the Crackin' Okra with 21st Century Slaves. All right, so I got another question in, and it's from Timothy in Abbotsford. And he says, how is Simon to work with? So for those who don't know, Simon is the guy who writes the White Noise show. And so how is my relationship with him? Well, Simon is...
how can I put this? Well, if Hitler and Stalin had a baby, and then they were very neglectful to it, you would have Simon. That's about it. All right, our next song coming up is a cracking band, as always. I don't know why I always say cracking. They're just all cracking. The next one is the Alabama Shakes with Gimme All Your Love.
Need someone to talk to? If you're seeking a listener who is non-judgmental, confidential, and familiar with resources, then a Speakeasy volunteer might be able to help you. AMS Speakeasy is a peer support service located in the North Concourse of the Sub. If you would like to speak to someone, come to the desk and tell a volunteer, or ring the doorbell located behind the desk.
Ember Concerts and CITR present Toronto punk band Metz. Touring to support their latest release, Metz 2, Metz will be playing at the Rickshaw Theater on August 3rd with guests Big Ups and Dilly Dally. Tickets are available at timberconcerts.com, Red Cat, and Zulu Records.
right, there you go. You just heard the Alabama Shakes with Gimme All Your Love. So I've got another question in for asking me, and it's from Alice in Burnaby. And she asks, why do you have such a groovy voice? Well, Alice, it's a mixture of poor diet, second-hand smoke, third-hand smoke, and tuberculosis. This next track is Big Dick with Crawl. Thank you very much, Big Dick. Alright, so the next one I'm going to play you is actually another one from my homeland. It's a bit older. Some of you might have heard it before. Many of you may have never heard it ever before. And I hope that if you've never heard it and you love it, like I hope you will, that you will go out and you'll buy it or at least download it illegally, whatever it takes for you to enjoy what is just in my opinion, magnificent. It is, of course, The Smiths with Handsome Devil.